You don't have to look overseas for people who are going hungry. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anna Amerikanyan, associate professor of public administration at American University, explores food insecure populations closer to home.
When we think of hunger, we mostly think of third world countries. However, food insecurity is a serious problem in the United States. Today, more than 40 million Americans receive food stamp benefits totaling $70 billion annually. Millions more get help from nonprofit food assistance programs. While these numbers are informative, many researchers and lawmakers still don't know much about the people affected by food insecurity. My colleagues and I sought to document the experiences of a group that has not been extensively studied, American families that rely on both federal and charitable food assistance. Our findings highlight a precarious conundrum facing these individuals and their families. On the one hand, about 60% of households we studied faced serious health conditions, such as heart disease or diabetes. These conditions added costs to their food bill and required dietary adjustments to manage the impact of these diseases. On the other hand, contrary to the common assumptions made about people on welfare, those we interviewed were deliberate and strategic in how they purchased and prepared food. Using coupons and store promotions, choosing inexpensive items, buying in bulk, portioning dishes to make them last, and even limiting food intake were just a few of the many strategies people used to cope with the shortage of food. This creates a vicious cycle in which the coping strategies can undermine the quantity and the quality of food that people consume and may worsen their health and well-being. Our study underscores the importance of both the federal and charitable safety net programs and the need to strengthen the support for families facing food insecurity.
That was Anna Amerikanyan of American University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.